What comes to mind when you think of someone who is just? You might think of someone who is fair in judgment, or you might think of one who might make the right decision. Thayer defines it as one who is righteous, one who serves divine and human laws, one who is such as he ought to be, who is fair. Vine said that when the word just is used to speak of God, it designates the perfect agreement between his nature and his acts, in which he is the standard of all man. Let us consider for a few moments from the scriptures the justness of God. God is just, certainly, in his judgments that he makes. Someone who is fair, one who makes judgments according to righteousness. In Psalm chapter 7 and verse 11, it plainly states that God is a just judge, one who is righteous. In Psalm chapter 19 and verse 9, notice what David says here in the second half of this verse. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. John, in the book of Revelation, echoed these same words in chapter 16 and verse 7. He says, even so, the Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. Of course, the word righteous there being just, or the same word for just. And also in chapter 19 and verse 2, he says, for true and righteous, or true and just are your judgments. There is no doubt that God is fair in his judgments, that he is just, we might say. The sinful will be judged by the same standards as the faithful, by the word of God, and by the power of it. In fact, in John chapter 12 and verse 48, Jesus says, we have the words before us which we will be judged by, the very word of God. And so those who abide by those words will be fairly awarded. Those who abide by God's standard. But those who do not abide by the standard, by his words, will be fairly punished. Why? Because of the justness of God. Because God is just. Other passages to consider in looking at the justness of God. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 26, it states, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Certainly God will be just towards those people. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, it says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is faithful and just. That is his promise to us, that if we confess our sins as a child of God before him, that he will forgive us because of his justness. And then in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 29, it says, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is of him. So we know that God is just, and if we practice righteousness, if we practice being our just in our own lives, we can know that we are of God. Most likely in the day of judgment, many will cry out that God is an unjust God. In fact, many today cry out that God is unjust. But those who make such claims, make those claims in ignorance, not knowing who God really is. For it is by his word that we know that he is just, and he will judge all of man according to the standard of truth, which is his divine word.